The Chinese president will attend the Davos agenda of the World Economic Forum next Monday from Beijing via video link. The foreign ministry says Xi Jinping will attend the meeting and deliver a speech. In January 2017, the president addressed the opening session of the WEF annual meeting, expounding China's views on and support for economic globalization. Chinese President Xi Jinping has inspected the Zhengzhikou competition zone of the Beijing 2022 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games. President Xi arrived in Zhengzhikou, Hebei Province, by taking the Beijing Zhengzhikou high-speed rail. He inspected the rail station close to the competition venues in Athletes Village, the National Ski Jumping Center, and the National Biathlon Center. Official figures show that China's online retail sales of goods rose nearly 15% year-on-year to 9.8 trillion yuan, roughly 1.5 trillion U.S. dollars in 2020. The Ministry of Commerce says China's had the largest online retail market in the world for 8 years in a row. Online retail sales accounted for a quarter of the country's total retail sales volume last year. Surging online sales boosted the courier sector, with 83 billion parcels being delivered throughout the year. The country's imports of consumer goods increased by 8.2% year-on-year to around 1.6 trillion yuan. China successfully launched a new mobile telecommunications satellite from the Xicheng Satellite Launch Center in Sichuan Province. Developed by the China Academy of Space Technology, the Tiantong-1 satellite will establish a mobile network with ground facilities to provide all-weather and all-time communication services. It'll provide voice and short message services, as well as data for users in and around China, as well as in the Middle East, Africa, and most sea areas in the Pacific and Indian Oceans. Vice Premier Sun Chunlan has inspected Hebei Province, urging swift and resolute action in curbing the recent resurgence of COVID-19 at several locations in the province. Sun toured Shijiazhuang, the provincial capital, where she visited local communities, an elderly care institution, a quarantine site, and a hospital. Sun called on departments and personnel to tighten the control over traffic flows at key locations in and around the province and conduct nucleic acid tests more frequently in medium and high-risk areas. The United States has reached the grim milestone of 400,000 deaths caused by COVID-19. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows New York has the largest number of deaths at more than 41,000. California has the second highest deaths with over 33,000, followed by Texas with more than 32,000. More than 24 million people have now tested positive for the coronavirus in the United States. The U.S. remains the country hardest hit by the pandemic, accounting for 25% of global cases and nearly 20% of global deaths. The European Union is urging member states to speed up the pace of COVID-19 vaccinations. The EU wants to ensure that at least 80% of the most vulnerable people to the virus are vaccinated by March. European Commission Vice President Margarita Skinner says they also aim to have at least 70% of the adult population vaccinated by the end of summer.
We are today proposing that by March this year, member states should have vaccinated a minimum of 80% of health and social care professionals and 80% of people over 80 years old.
The EU sealed 6 vaccine deals with vaccine developers to purchase more than 2 billion doses. So far, only the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines have been approved for use in the bloc, enough to vaccinate more than 80% of the bloc's population. Around 400,000 EU citizens have died from COVID-19 since the beginning of the pandemic.